Do you know what today is?
Yes, of course.
Well, it's Groundhog Day.
That's right, Woodchuck-chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators.
What's it going to be?
6 more weeks of winter, I say.
6 more weeks of winter.
Or it could be
the coming of an early spring.
You think it's going to be an early spring? Who knows?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Showtime. I'm going to go with an early spring. Guys, my car yesterday had 66. I'm looking at the weather today, 65.
Wait, don't jinx us till we hear from the groundhog himself.
But apparently he's wrong a lot.
Most of the time.
He's only predicted correctly, I think, 36% of the time.
He's got a 50-50 shot, right?
No, I
feel like if we
really
had his odds, we would have been fired a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, like Nick Bender was ratting that out this morning on the news. Like, well, he's wrong most of the time.
Yeah.
And he's like, at least in Kansas City, we're going to have spring-like weather for the next 9 days.
Yeah, we talked to KCTV5's newest meteorologist, and he was saying not to get too excited that winter would return. But I choose to not believe that.
Well, now I know why the old tradition, when they first started doing the Groundhog Day thing, they used to eat the groundhog after the prediction.
Yeah, they did. It's like, now, isn't there a shortage of groundhogs?
There's some places, like there's a place in New Jersey, I think, who their little groundhog passed away a few years ago and they haven't been able to replace him. And a lot of other cities do like chickens and weird animals.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I am OCD and I know I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else feel that sometimes in your life you feel like you're living Groundhog Day?
Yes.
Every day, Rocket.
I do all the time, and I have to try to snap myself out of it.
On a serious note, I get really heavy waves of deja vu sometimes.
Yes.
And it makes me feel like I'm crazy or I'm on the Truman Show. Like, whoa, I've lived this before.
That's funny you say that, because I talked to one of my therapists, many of my therapists.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that to him one day when the Truman Show first came out.
Yeah.
That just watching that movie was the worst thing I could have ever watched.
It's always in the back of my mind.
Yes.
Do you ever, are you doing something that, I don't know, maybe you wouldn't want other people to see, and then that's what you think? You're like, who's looking at me right now?
It's almost like in my brain, I feel like everybody else is faking it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the only one going through my real life situations, and everybody else is an actor in my life. Have I said too much?
Oh.
No.
Do you all know I'm crazy?
We're looking at it from very different perspectives. I'm just worried about getting caught doing something naughty, and I don't want anybody to see it.
No, I feel that way all the time. You were talking about the other day, I hope I can share the story. You're driving home, and somebody was not where they should have been, like a car salesman or something was out, and you're like, she's driving by, and there she goes. Like, you were worried about some odd guy on your way home.
I don't remember that, but I believe you. It sounds like something I would have said, for sure.
Well, if you ever feel that way, somebody drop us a text, 816-476-7093. Let Tara and I see, like, we're not the only ones who think this way.
You know what's weird is on the text line, it's visual. You know, I'm reading what people are saying, but I can hear crickets right now.
Yes.
Of people saying they don't relate
They're
to
listening
this.
They go, those two are nuts.
Nuts.
All right, well, get out and enjoy your day. 65 for a high. Let's take our first break of the morning when we come back.
Yeah, the non-apology from Justin Timberlake, and lots of updates this morning on some of your favorite movies and streaming things, and another streaming service is cracking down on password sharing.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. Happy Groundhog Day. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Earlier, we were talking about Groundhog Day, and Tara and I both feel like sometimes our lives are like Groundhog Day.
It's true.
And the Truman Show. And we asked you, are we the only two crazy people that think this way?
Yeah, it might not make sense to you to go from Groundhog Day to the Truman Show.
Yeah, they're different.
But to us, it makes total sense. It's all connected. On the text line, someone said, I think only about 10% of people are real and the rest actors. And like those memes say, I've never once seen any neighbor carry groceries inside in all the places I've lived.
Okay, that just slapped me in the face.
Yeah. I have one comment to throw back to that person. How dare you? How dare you plant another seed in my head?
Great. You took the two people with the most anxiety and the most thoughts that will run wild and plant that seed. Thanks for that. Going to be a great morning now.
It's fine.
I've seen someone
carrying groceries. No, I haven't.
No.
Not even once.
No.
Think about it. When I lived with my parents, when I lived in an apartment, when I lived with my parents again, when I lived in the sorority, when I lived in, where else have I lived in my life?
I don't know, but so what if your parents
aren't
really your parents?
My current, shut your mouth. How dare you?
Trey and Lynn, they were hired.
You keep my parents' name out of your mouth.
They've made a great living pretending to be your mom and
dad. You walk up and slap Teresa.
How dare you?
All right, Tabloid's coming up next.
Yeah, there's another streaming service that is about to crack down and kick you off their service if you share your password.
Yeah. Well, Tara, it's safe to say we're crazy, and then somebody else in the text line sent you something.
Yeah, Michael wrote in because we were talking about Groundhog Day, The Truman Show. All these things are connected in our brain. And Michael said, if it wasn't for the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl, I'd have no clue we weren't living the same day over and over and over. It's kind of true.
That is true. Actually, yesterday after the show, I'm just sitting around and then Teresa goes, you know, I need to embrace this because we don't know how long it's going to go on. We are going to the Super Bowl
yes. over and over and over.
No, we were talking about maybe getting out and enjoying it
I was
more.
Saying I never go to the parade because we usually do our show, which means if I drive down there, it's right in the middle of all the traffic chaos. And so I've usually avoided watching it on TV. And then I thought, you know what? We're only going to get to go so many times and I should really enjoy it and experience that at least once.
I think everybody did during the World Series, you know, around 15. I think the whole city.
Maybe that's why
that.
I don't want to go because I was downtown that for was the World Series and it was very scary. We literally did a live show inside Union Station, and by the time our show was done, we couldn't even open the doors to exit because the crowd was so large outside
did
of Union
Rocket
Station.
Did Rocket freak out?
I think he did a little bit.
I did.
Yeah.
He did one of those. What do you call those exits where you just like you're at a party but you don't say goodbye to anybody
Irish
and you're
exit.
Just gone?
My fave.
Yeah, I did that, and luckily one of my cop friends was at the gate where I was able to get out.
Yeah.
And I got out, and I'm not kidding you. I remember walking across. It was Buck O'Neill Bridge, Broadway Bridge, whatever you call it. Cars were stopped on the other side, literally stopped all the way to Briarcliff. You know the exit you take a picture when you go by where I live.
Yeah.
Literally. Getting out and walking across the bridge.
That is nuts. I feel like that is not a safe choice.
To me, I'm just glad to get out.
Yeah, for sure.
It was great. Mm. Well, anyway, go Chiefs.
Anyways.
Go Chiefs.
So let's get to the trending tabloid stories this morning. Have you guys seen this whole thing? Have you been following Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake this week? So, Rocket, Britney apologized.
I saw that.
But, you know, because she got very detailed and gave out a lot of very personal information in her book. And so she apologized. And then Justin Timberlake, when he performed on Wednesday, he said, I'd like to take this moment to apologize to absolutely nobody, except he threw in a really good expletive, like, you know, the best one that starts with an F.
Yeah.
And everyone thought that was funny. And then she got word of it. And so now she's upset about it.
So I read online that that's part of his shtick, that he says that before he sings Cry Me a River at every single performance. And it's not actually connected to the Britney Spears
stuff. Makes sense.
But Cry Me a River is also the song that is supposed to be about Britney.
True. But I was just very surprised to hear that he has said that multiple times and he wasn't making any kind of a statement when he said that.
All I know is if you follow her every now and then, she'll pop up a video on TikTok. She just looks... Yeah. Doesn't look well.
She looks a little unwell.
Yes.
The same dance over and over. Lots of movie and streaming news this morning. Tim Burton shared a teaser poster for Beetlejuice, the sequel. It's Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. It'll hit theaters in September. Suits is getting a spinoff called Suits LA. It'll focus on a new group of characters. If you guys don't know, this show got a huge resurgence on Netflix. In fact, more than 57 billion minutes of the original series were streamed last
billion.
Year.
Billion, wow.
Yes, I'm one of those people. I didn't watch it until last year, and then I binged the whole series.
I watch it on TikTok. Because each episode's like maybe, you know, 2-3 minutes.
That's all you can handle?
But it's so good.
Let me guess.
I mean, it's so good.
You like Donna, the redhead.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew that. Another big streamer is cracking down on password sharing. Disney-owned Hulu is revising its terms of service to now ban sharing accounts with people outside your own household. The change is immediate for new customers. Existing users have a grace period, and the new rules won't be enforced until March 14th. And I don't know how accurate this is, but I saw a couple of posts on Instagram this morning saying that it's Disney Plus and Hulu, and they'll actually kick you off if you break the rules. Yeah. Brad Pitt is in talks to reunite with Quentin Tarantino for what will be the director's final film. It should be called The Movie Critic, and we're waiting to get more details about it. And then in theaters today is Argylle. This is the one that was rumored to be written by Taylor Swift. Okay, just a few little stars. Bryce Dallas Howard, Bryan Cranston, Henry Cavill, John Cena, Sam Rockwell, Samuel L. Jackson, Ariana DeBose, Catherine O'Hara, and Dua Lipa.
I have to see this movie.
All in one movie.
Dave-O and Mallory both love cats, and they were talking about the movie.
Oh, yeah.
They're
cat's
we don't
a
care
star.
About the movie. We just want the cat in the little backpack. It's yes. amazing. That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned with 5 locations. LeanKitchenKC.bottle.com.
All right. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can win my money up to $1,000. Today's the last day, right?
Yes.
I can go shopping tomorrow?
I mean, I think so.
You think so?
I think today's the last
You should
day.
Let us hold on to your money just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
Candace said, let me just breathe a little sigh of relief. Today's the last day for you to win my money.
I mean, we think.
No.
Yeah, Tara and I actually heard a rumor it might be extended.
Yeah.
Don't say
and
that.
The boss said, hey, you guys are the responsible ones. Why don't you hang on to Rocket's bank account information yeah. just to be safe?
Tara, just ask me for my bank information.
Yeah, the boss told us to do that. Yeah. It's totally legit.
It's not a big deal. I'll only use your bank password this weekend. And then while you're living on the weekend, you won't even see the charges till Monday.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you complaining about?
There's also a prince in Africa that would like to have your password
that's
and
true.
Your account information, if that's okay.
And he also thinks you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Hi, beautiful lady.
Here's how you win. By the way, today's the last day. Here's how you win my money.
Yeah, with the Rocket and Teresa show, we'll give you keywords during the hours of 7 and 8 a.m. All you do is go to our website, mix93.com, and enter those keywords for your chance to win $1,000.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Beautiful day. High of around 65. The rain will come in this weekend. Jelly Roll on Mix.
Yes, we are getting our first look at his big Super Bowl commercial for Uber Eats.
What happened to my face? Are these tattoos? They're everywhere. And they're horrible.
Horrible. In other sports news, guys, there actually is stuff going on besides the Super Bowl. I know it doesn't seem like it because we're so excited here in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
But FIFA is going to release the 2026 World Cup match schedule on Sunday at 2 p.m. So then we'll know all the details about our game and what's going to happen, our games in Kansas City.
We've been waiting so long when we found out we're going to be a host city. Do you remember when it came in and we were like one of the first that popped up? Everybody's like, holy crap.
Was that like 3 years ago?
Something like that.
It feels like
a
lifetime.
Yes, it was a long time ago, and now it's finally happening. And to put it in perspective for somebody who doesn't follow soccer, this is bigger than the NFL draft when it came to Kansas City. This is the World Cup. This is truly amazing.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Today is Groundhog Day, but you should know that since 1886, Punxsutawney Phil has only been right 39%
He's
of the
time.
He's a liar. What a loser.
kind of a fun fact, though, the Gobbler's Knob event attracts thousands of people every year. The record was 40,000. That was in 2020, and then it slowed down because of COVID. But before the movie with Bill Murray, only about 2,000 used to show up every year. Like 30 years, maybe 2,000 people. And then after the movie, it went up to 40,000.
I feel like my gobbler's knob has kind of been growing during pregnancy.
I get that.
You know?
What's my excuse?
It's kind of frustrating.
I mean, could you imagine, though? Like, the movie made me think, like, crazy things. How you could still have that same day, but you could do so many different things
and change it
each
around.
Day.
Yeah.
Is there a day in your life that you would like to Groundhog Day and make a big change?
And relive?
Oh, no.
Okay.
So many to choose from.
Rocket made it weird. I was like, to make your life better, and he's like, oh, yeah.
He made it weird in the movie?
He's thinking in his head, the day I met Teresa.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. during Prohibition, Phil threatened to take drastic action, and he said if they didn't let him have a drink, he would impose 60 more weeks of winter.
Okay, that's blackmail.
Yeah, and again, maybe that's why back when this tradition first started, they actually used to serve him up as a meal afterwards, and they would eat the groundhog.
All right, he's in the right to be a little rude about it.
All right, other things that are going on today. Let's be serious for a moment. Just a reminder that it is Go Red for Women Day. February is all about wearing red and a heart awareness for women. It is actually the number one killer of women. A lot of people don't realize that. And so you just need to be aware of your heart health, women. Know that our signs are different than men. And you can get lots of details by goredforwomen.org. That's the American Heart Association. And they'll give you lots of health tips that are very important and could save your life. And what do you do with a little girl who keeps dropping the F-bomb in preschool? Here's one video of a mom who decided that she was going, I guess actually the teacher did it, and she let the mother know that she takes the little girl into the bathroom and basically says, get it all out and you're done.
Now, wait a minute. Is this clean?
Hope so.
Good luck, everybody.
Since we've had some issues with cussing.
Okay.
We are not cussing anywhere but in the bathroom.
Okay.
And we are not going to give the finger anywhere but in the bathroom. Because we can't teach our little friends that we're doing this.
Okay.
So mommy said it's okay for you to do this in the bathroom. That way you don't get in any more trouble and we can move forward. Got it?
Yeah.
Only in the bathroom.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
All right, are you about finished?
No.
Hurry up. JJ, are you done?
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. Did you get it out of your system? We're not going to do that anymore, okay?
Okay.
Is that Tara when she was young?
Probably. Except she would have been gone on probably about, for about 5 more minutes longer. Wait, hold on, one more. All right, I feel like I'm done now.
You know what that reminds me of is my daughter. If my husband yells at my dogs, he used to always go, stupid dogs, if they were in trouble. And now my daughter will say that, and I go, Grace, we don't say that. We don't say that. And we'll just be playing, and she'll come home and go, Mom, I have a secret. Stupid dogs. I'm like, no, don't say that.
Training topics brought to you by Mazarese. Go to Mazarese.com and see all the wonderful things that you can buy.
Coming up next, Rocket, we have a game that has nothing to do with stupid dogs. It's Rocket and Teresa Trivia. Your chance to win a gift card to Tres Amari and a 4-pack of tickets to the KC Remodel and Garden Show.
KMXV is Kansas City. Get out and enjoy your Friday. There's no football this weekend, so you can get out with your family and just have a really good time. In fact, let's hook somebody up right now.
Yeah, we've got a gift card to Tres Amari and a 4-pack of tickets to the KC Remodel and Garden Show. That one's happening at the American Royal Center February 16th through the 18th. It's going to be a ton of fun. All you have to do is answer a trivia question to win both of those prizes. Call now, 816-476-7093. Rocket, you know the drill. I want these people on the phone first so they can't Google.
Start calling right now, 816-476-7093. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix.
Yes, calling in to try to win the tickets.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Roger.
Hey, Roger.
All right, Roger. First of all, happy Groundhog Day.
Thank you.
What surprising skill do groundhogs have?
Can see their own shadow.
Nope. Good guess, though.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Crystal.
What's the answer?
They can lick their nose.
Nope. Not the one I'm looking for if they can do
that. That's a pretty cool skill.
It's pretty cool. I can't do that.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Oh.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Going once? They don't know.
They went,
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Oh.
Take a guess.
They can wiggle their butt really good.
Nope, not the answer I'm looking for. All these could be true.
Yeah, Rocket can do that.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Going once, going twice.
Should I give a hint?
Yes.
Okay, the surprising skill that groundhogs have is something that Rocket does.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it whistle at their mate?
Yep, groundhogs whistle at their mates. Some people call them whistle pigs.
What did you put in Google to get that answer?
Exactly what she said.
I appreciate your honesty. What's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah, you get a gift card to Tres Amare and a 4-pack of tickets to the KC Remodel and Garden Show.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on.
I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info.
Yes, Teresa.
Punxsutawney Phil has done his job. Do you want to know now or you want me to make you wait?
Let us know now.
He did not see his shadow.
Which means?
Early spring.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's going to be 65 today. I met a guy in the sun. Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Tara, during the holidays, did you have a problem with Grace saying a certain word?
Are you talking about stupid dogs?
No.
Is that the phrase?
No.
Which word are you talking about?
Grinch.
Oh, yeah. That's a way better example, Rocket. So anytime she would see the Grinch, she would say the B word. She wasn't trying to curse or trying to be naughty, but that's literally how she would pronounce the Grinch. I sent Rocket and Teresa a video of it one day so they could hear it, and it was pretty amazing.
Well,
like
it was.
Her grandparents, she would say it to them, and they'd look at me like, how do I react to this?
Good parenting skills, Tara.
She'd be like, I saw that big bee with a dog outside your house. And Nana would be like, what?
So coming up next.
Well, we would like to know if you've had trouble with your preschool or your young children having a potty mouth. How do you take care of it? There's one teacher who has kind of an unconventional solution.
You'll hear it next. Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. Happy Groundhog Day. Early spring for us here at the radio station. It's going to be 65 in Kansas City today.
And it might be an early spring for everyone because Punxsutawney Phil this morning on Groundhog Day failed to see his shadow, which actually means an early spring.
Hey, after the winter we had, I'm all in on this one.
Same. Yes. I'm over the winter.
All right. Kids and cursing. It, to me, just cracks me up.
Yeah, isn't it sad? It's hard to be a parent and discipline them when it just makes you giggle when the bad words come flying out of their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure that all of you have had to deal with it in your own way. And there's one teacher who actually called the parent and came up with the idea of taking this little preschool girl into the bathroom and just letting her get it all out of her system.
Ethan, go to that back corner. Over, no, to that corner over there. Now, Ethan, cover your eyes. Hide.
I don't think that's the right audio.
I don't know why that children. Talk about yourself.
Do you want me to say the F word instead until we get to the right clip?
I can share my story. Over the holidays, my daughter couldn't say the word Grinch. It sounded like she was saying the B word. So she would say things like, saw that big B with a dog outside your house. And it sounded very aggressive.
We actually have a coworker who her son went through a phase like that. And so she said every night when they would get ready for bed, she would put her hands up to his mouth like to catch it.
Yes.
And she would just like get it all out. And he would just say all the bad words. And then they would throw it out the window. And that was it. You can't say anymore. This is the only time when it's allowed.
That's hilarious.
And it seemed to work.
Okay, I've got the preschool girl.
Okay, so the same concept. The teacher takes a little girl into the bathroom and lets her get it all out.
Since we've had some issues with cussing.
Okay.
We are not cussing anywhere but in the bathroom.
Okay.
And we are not going to give the finger anywhere but in the bathroom. Because we can't teach our little friends that we're doing this.
Okay.
So mommy said it's okay for you to do this in the bathroom. That way you don't get in any more trouble and we can move forward. Got it?
Yeah.
Only in the bathroom.
Okay.
All right.
Mother.
All right. Are you about finished?
No.
Hurry up. JJ, are you done?
Yeah.
Great. Did you get it out of your system? We're not going to do that anymore, okay?
Okay.
I think that's my favorite part. Are you done? No, just one more.
The fact that she threw the word mother in front of it is very funny to me.
Just okay.
It's
the cutest thing. So parents, have you ever had to go through something like this? We want to hear from you. Call or text 816-476-7093. Please keep it clean. I think that almost every parent has gone through something like this.
Yeah, and while you're sharing your story about your kids cussing, like Rocket said, don't accidentally let the cuss words fly out of your mouth. It's always the Johnson County moms that do it.
And the phones are all lit up. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I work at a school for disabled and behavior kids.
Yeah.
And we have this kid that will walk around and put up his naughty finger when you say hello to him. And we just recently told him, you know, I mean, we told him every time he did it, that was not okay. But recently we told him after he did it, we would make him make the heart shape. Like,
oh, that's nice.
We would go, no, that is not appropriate here. And then he would make the heart shape to make up for the naughty finger.
Oh, I like that.
That's sweet.
Also, it makes me totally want to always use my middle fingers now when I make the heart
shape. Yes.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello. So my son figured out that we think it's hilarious when he cusses, or he did. This was like when he was a lot younger. And so we had to start teaching ourselves not to laugh or look at him.
It's so hard.
And it is. So then we made a rule, or it's like an unwritten rule in our house that he's allowed to cuss if it fits the situation.
If it's used appropriately.
Yeah, so as long as it's used appropriately, I won't get mad. So like if he stubs his toe like really bad and the S word comes out or the F word, I'm just like, okay.
That was warranted. It looked painful.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? That's cool. I get it. I say the same thing when that happens. I can't even be mad.
That's hilarious.
I had a friend who did that only during hockey.
That's fair.
It's allowed.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. So we tell our kids, I have three little girls, and we tell our kids that they're just words you can't say in front of Nani, Papa, Mimi, or at school. And it's hard because we laugh when they say it, but they put it in great context.
Oh.
Like when they drop something, they say, you know, instead of dang it.
Yeah.
Well, they deserve credit for knowing when and where to use it.
That's a sign of intelligence, I think.
Yeah. I'm like, we look at each other and we're like, oh, it was like great context.
Yeah.
But you just can't say those words in front of know, grandparents in the school.
Because we don't really care if you use the words. We just don't want others to judge us for letting you use the words.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I used to make my daughter spell them instead of say them.
Okay, so she's learning.
So it's educational and it lets them get it out.
Yes, but I told her she can do it at school, of course.
Of course.
Because you know what? That's for in the home. That's private.
It's private.
Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I have a really funny story about a bad word.
Okay.
So this mom calls me, and she said, well, I got to let you know that the F word is going around in your class. And I was like, what? And this was years and years ago. And so I was like, really? And she's like, yes. And I was like, okay. And she's like, well, I want to tell you how I handled it at home. I was like, okay. And she said, well, there's the prince of bad words, the king of bad words, and the emperor of bad words. And that is the emperor of bad words. I was like, okay. And so I got to thinking about it. I was like, I really don't think that's happening. So I pulled the little boy to my desk and I was like, hey, I heard that there's a bad word coming out, the F word. And he's like, yeah, it's the emperor of bad words. And I was like, well, can you tell me what it is? No. It's the emperor of bad words. I cannot say it. I was like, just whisper it to me. He's like, the word is fart.
Okay, you had... Wow. I'm like panicking here, lady.
If that's the emperor of bad words, that kid's in for a rude awakening.
He sure is.
All right, we'll take a break. Thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of your calls and more of your texts. Here's what we're talking about. Set it up again. This is a teacher.
A preschooler who had a problem with a potty mouth, so the teacher got the mom's permission and let her get it all out in the bathroom.
Since we've had some issues with cussing.
Okay.
We are not cussing anywhere but in the bathroom.
Okay.
And we are not going to give the finger anywhere but in the bathroom because we can't teach our little friends that we're doing this.
Okay.
So mommy said it's okay for you to do this in the bathroom. That way you don't get in any more trouble and we can move forward. Got it?
Yeah.
Only in the bathroom.
Okay.
All right.
Mother.
All right. Are you about finished?
No.
Well, hurry up. Zay, are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Did you get it out of your system? We're not going to do that anymore, okay?
Okay.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Friday. Get out and enjoy the spring weather because according to that little rodent, it's going to be warm all rest of the year, right?
Well, at least in early spring, Punxsutawney Phil actually failed to see his shadow today. So it should be, you know, nice.
High around 65 today. All right. So there's nothing funnier than little kids and when they curse a lot.
Yeah. And it's nice to see other people give you ideas about how to handle it. Like, for example, this teacher who called the mom, got her permission, and let the little preschool girl go in the bathroom and just get it all out.
Since we've had some issues with cussing.
Okay.
We are not cussing anywhere but in the bathroom.
Okay.
And we are not going to give the finger anywhere but in the bathroom because we can't teach our little friends that we're doing this.
Okay.
So mommy said it's okay for you to do this in the bathroom. That way you don't get in any more trouble and we can move forward. Got it?
Yeah.
Only in the bathroom.
Okay.
All right.
Mother.
All right. Are you about finished?
No.
Well, hurry up. Zay, are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Did you get it out of your system? We're not going to do that anymore, okay?
Okay.
Oh my gosh, all I see is little Tara in that clip.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
I also would really like to know where that little girl learned that word.
Me too. It's so funny. We have lots of people on the text line, Rocket, okay, chiming in. This one says, my son liked Thomas the Tank Engine. His favorite character was Percy. However, when you can't say your R's, Percy sounds like a bad word.
Yes.
He told his teacher, I like Percy, and it sounded very different.
Oh my gosh. Oh, jeez.
That's my favorite one we've gotten today, I think.
Oh. Well, keep your texts coming in, 816-476-7093. We'll revisit this in about 25 minutes.
Now, it's time to walk away with Rocket's money. Is it a bribe? From Security Bank of Kansas City and Mix 93.3. He's so generous.
Your keyword for the 7 o'clock hour is watch, WATCH, as in don't believe me, just watch. Go to mix93.com, enter the keyword watch for your chance to win $1,000.
By the way, today is your last day.
We think.
Why are you grinning so big? Because you get to start keeping your money to yourself?
Yes. Ramen noodles didn't really fill daddy up, I'm telling you. Hold on real quick. Thank you, baby Jesus, that this contest is finally over today. Carry on. Key word of the day.
Hey, we haven't confirmed that with the big guy, okay? It could still go on, but we think it's over today. Your chance to win $1,000 of Rocket's money. Just go to mix93.com and enter the 7 o'clock keyword. It's watch, W-A-T-C-H. We'll give you three more keywords today.
We just played Dua Lipa. Just a reminder, the Grammys are this Sunday. They will be live from Los Angeles. And in addition to Dua Lipa performing, Billie Eilish and Olivia Rodrigo will also be on the stage.
You know what? Don't be surprised. I think there's going to be awards handed out. Every person that you've talked about for the last few weeks.
Lots of nominations.
They're all capable of winning.
But I think it'll be great performances from them, too.
Oh, yeah.
What if they were all performing at the same time, right? Olivia Rodrigo, Billie Eilish, and Dua Lipa. Would you die?
Oh, yeah.
He's getting a little weird just thinking about it right now.
He's like, oh, yeah. A weird little twitch happening in your eye. Good news.
It's a tear.
Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow this morning, so we were supposed to see an early spring. Happy Groundhog's Day. Also, just a reminder, today is Go Red for Women, raising awareness about women's heart health. The entire month of February is dedicated to that. A lot of people don't realize that cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women. You can get lots of great health tips and information from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org. FIFA will release the 2026 yes. World Cup match schedule on Sunday at 2 p.m., so we'll know all the details about when it's coming to Kansas City.
You know, it's just so cool. We always talk about what a great time it is to live in Kansas City. Things that we've done, you know, the women's soccer stadium. You've got, you know, a lot of great players coming to play in Kansas City. This is the World Cup. We got the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. This is not just
again.
But the World Cup. Every team in the country, you know, or the world, the best teams are playing, and they'll play in our city.
That's right. So again, that announcement is Sunday at 2 p.m. Another big streamer is cracking down on password sharing. Disney-owned Hulu is revising its terms of service to now ban sharing accounts with people outside of your household. The change is immediate. For new customers, existing users have grace period, and the new rules won't be enforced until March 14th.
I know a lot of people think, oh, this is dumb. I hate this. Well, it affected Netflix briefly. Mm-hmm. Now Netflix, their stock is through the roof. Mm-hmm. Viewers are up over 30%. They were smart to stop that password sharing.
Yeah, it's smart on their part, but also rude. Let us live.
Guess we know who in this room was sharing accounts with people.
Never, yes.
And finally, there's a small town in New Hampshire, and they are very upset about a new business called the Diaper Spa. It's where people, adults, wear diapers and pretend to be babies. Now, the owner...
Okay, wait a minute.
The owner, you need to know this part. The owner is a licensed therapist who says this is not a fetish thing. It's a form of therapy to help people process issues from their childhood. Now, for a two-hour session, it costs $600. There's a virtual play date for $200 where you do a Zoom with a therapist. For $1,500, you can book a one-night diaper B&B that comes with top-notch care and pampering services. Now, I went to the website, I looked it up, and part of the description says, imagine a safe and judgment-free session where you can openly express yourself and partake of your favorite activities, meals, snacks, and nurturing. Activities range from playtime, story time, nap time, cuddle time, changing time, coloring, nursery rhymes, and sing-alongs.
I don't think I care for this.
This is a fetish site.
This is why in the area they've signed a petition, and they have a couple thousand signatures. They're trying to get it shut down. But the therapist says it's not weird and kinky like you think. It's all just therapy.
The way you read it sounds weird and kinky.
That's because I use my soft, sexy voice back in it. It changes things.
That's because I used to be young.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. It's a Rock and Tracy show.
Sometimes kids hear things and they pick them up and then they develop little potty mouths. I mean, we can't prove it, Rocket, but we all know in our hearts that Tara used to say the F word probably by the age of 4.
We don't know that for sure, but I mean, it seems believable.
It feels right. And there was one little preschooler who seemed to have a problem. So with the permission from the mom, the teacher contacted the mom and she came up with an idea to put this little preschool girl in the bathroom and just let her get it all out.
Since we've had some issues with cussing,
okay,
we are not cussing anywhere but in the bathroom,
okay.
And we are not going to give the finger anywhere but in the bathroom, because we can't teach our little friends that we're doing this.
Okay.
So mommy said it's okay for you to do this in the bathroom. That way you don't get in any more trouble and we can move forward. Got it?
Yeah.
Only in the bathroom.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
You know what's funny is when Tara and I feud, we curse under our lips like that.
Well,
like,
obviously.
Like a little kid.
It's the most effective way to get it done.
So we want to hear from you, parents. Please try to keep it clean.
Yeah, don't say curse yes. words telling us the story about your kid's curse word.
816-476-7093. Earlier, you read a text. It was your favorite.
I can't remember what Percy. She... Oh, Percy. It was a big Thomas the Train fan, and the little boy told his teacher, I like Percy, but he couldn't say his R, so it sounded very, very different.
So hilarious. Call now or text 816-476-7093. And if you get on TikTok or YouTube or whatnot, there are so many videos of little kids cursing.
It's because I know it's not right, but kids saying naughty words is hilarious.
It is so hard to discipline your kid when they say a bad word because it's really funny.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we got a 11-year-old now, but when he was a toddler, he definitely picked up the F word from maybe a father figure in his life. And we were going, I don't want to say it was me, but it's very possible.
Okay.
We went home to my wife's grandparents for Christmas, and my wife's grandparents are very proper people. And so he decided that we were all going to get in his Mercedes and drive around and look at the Christmas lights that evening. And so we were in the car, and the snow was falling, and I'm pretty sure Silent Night was on the radio, and our son in the back seat says, you know what? We don't say in our family, and drop the F-bomb right in the middle of the Christmas light tour through the city.
But at least in the context, that was correct. We don't say this in our family. I'm just making a statement.
We don't.
Oh my gosh, it's great.
Good lesson for the great grandparents.
Did you immediately blame it on their daughter, the mom?
Yeah, for sure you have to.
No, I think I was in the front seat next to him, and he just slowly looked over at me with like a disapproving, like, you ruined our family. kind of gripped the steering wheel maybe a little bit tighter and then turned back to the front.
Hilarious.
Did you say you ruined our family? You ruined your family. Oh my gosh.
It happens.
Oh my gosh, that's a great call. 816-476-7093.
This text says, my three-year-old means to say your fault, but you F-word comes out. Emily says, my kids were in a weird stage where they ask, is this a bad word? And then they just say it.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Lost you. Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
Are you guys still talking about the awesome? All right. So my partner and I have this thing where we kind of don't say I love you. We just say F you. And like it's in a loving way.
I get it.
And it's pretty frequently like on the phone. We'll say it like every time he's going to say bye. Anyway, so my 6-year-old picked up on this, and we don't just do that. We actually flip each other off. Basically doing the same thing.
You go all out.
So my 6-year-old is leaving for school the other day. This is probably about a month ago. And he walks out the glass door, and he turns around. He flips me off, and he says, F you. And I'm in the bus driver, sees this, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I love you so much, but we have got to stop doing this.
That's hilarious. Gosh.
This is great.
It actually kind of sounds like how we talk to each other in this room.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's with love.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, earlier this year, my daughter fell out of her chair at school. And apparently got hurt, but nobody in the class comforted her. So on her way to the nurse's office, she turned around and flipped off the entire class.
I love it.
Classic.
So the school called you, I take it, right?
It was actually an email from the teacher.
Okay, less aggressive.
Yeah, so I didn't even know how to respond to it.
Did you respond at all?
I did not.
Emails are great. You can just pretend you didn't get it. I didn't see it.
That was my junk mail.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Lost you. Good morning, Mix. Good morning, Mix. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
So my son, he, it's not one of the worst cuss words you could say, but it's funny. We always, me and his mother always say, you know, we love you. You know, we love you a lot. And he has a hard time saying a lot. And he will repeat it back, but he'll use the male private
part. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, I love you a lot of cuss. It's like, okay, buddy, come on.
Thank you. Easy.
Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So I have a twin sister. Her name is Brittany, and my kids call her Aunt B. Well, when my son was 2 years old, just randomly, he would say the actual B word.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
I was on Facebook Live, and this was, he's nine now, but every time the memory pops up, my family shares it, because not to condone cursing.
Sure.
But it was just so endearing how he called, that was what he called Aunt B, and we laugh about it to this day. And we have video documentation of it.
That is awesome.
Your sister's like, what are you saying behind my back?
What are you teaching that kid?
It's pretty accurate. I mean, he was pretty accurate with what he was saying. But
oh, okay.
That's not the point.
That's hilarious. Pretty accurate. Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, so when I was growing up, I lived in rural Wisconsin, and I was about 2-3 years old, and I was in the back of the vehicle. We went off the road, and I go, holy shoot, Uncle Tom, said my first cuss word. About 20 years later, I'm in rural Missouri, and the same thing happens, and my 2.5, 3-year-old goes, holy shoot, Auntie Kay, because her car almost goes off the road.
Full circle. I love it. So special.
Also, I wish you could have seen Rocket's eyeballs just now when he really thought you weren't going to say shoot.
This is a great topic, but I just get paranoid.
It makes me a little nervous.
Yes, it does. All right. Thank you for your phone calls. Thank you for your text. Coming up in just a few minutes, another chance for you to win my money.
Yeah, that's right. Plus, we'll have Family Feud, where you can win a pair of Coors Light party deck passes to see Sit Kick at KC Live.
Dua Lipa movie opens up today. She'll be performing at the Grammys on Sunday. And she's on Mix right now. Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Trisha show. Time for a little Family Feud.
That's right. Today we've got a pair of Coors Light party deck passes to see Sit Kick at KC Live Block on St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be a huge party and a ton of fun. To play Family Feud, call now 816-476-7093. I like to fill up the phones first because y'all a bunch of cheaters. Out there in Kansas City, you like to Google the answers before I'm ready for you to.
All right, call now, and if you don't get it correct, we go immediately to the next call.
That's right, and there's nothing tricky this time. I'm just looking for the top answer on the board.
All right, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Amber.
All right, Amber, name something you associate with Groundhog Day.
Seasons.
No. Incorrect.
Thank you. Go to the next one?
Yes, please.
Good morning, Mix. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Shadow.
Yeah, that's it.
I really thought it would have been groundhog.
Do you know, so the top answers on the board were shadows, spring, groundhog. Groundhog was third.
Wow.
That really surprised me, too. That would be my first answer, too. So what's your name again?
Heather.
And who do you have in the back seat with you, Heather?
She's Oakley.
Oakley. Good morning to Heather and Oakley. You get a pair of Coors Light party deck passes to see Sit Kick at KC Live Block on St. Patrick's Day. You may need a babysitter, though. This feels like an adult party.
Oh, it will be an adult party. Hey, thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. All right, when we come back, guys, I'm pretty happy because today is the last day. We're giving you a chance as we prepare for the Super Bowl next weekend to maybe go out and shop, do something. $1,000.
Yep, we've got one more keyword with the Rocket and Teresa show. It'll be your 8 o'clock hour keyword, and then you'll have your final two chances this afternoon at 3 and 4.
Can you believe it's going to be 65 today?
No, but I'm super excited about it.
Well, we know that the little rodent didn't see a shadow, right?
Yeah, the Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, he did not see a shadow, which means an early spring. But USA Today already gave me a really rude breaking news alert that said, here's what meteorologists say what's really going to happen in winter, which obviously means cold, if it's opposite. Thanks.
Well, here's the good news on it is, look, the rodent's been wrong several times. Maybe for once he got it right.
No, but, well, maybe. Yeah, but only 39% of the time since they started doing it in, what, the 1800s?
Yes. Good morning, Kansas City. It is a Rockin' and Tracy show.
So if you didn't follow the story earlier this week, Britney Spears posted an apology to really anyone that was hurt by what she wrote in her book, because she got pretty personal and shared a lot of stuff. Obviously, people feel that that was targeted towards Justin Timberlake. He was performing the other day in New York, and before Cry Me a River, he said, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely beeping nobody. And of course, that story went viral. Now, before I get to how Britney responded, Tara, you said you heard he does that in every city when he performs
that
song.
Yeah, I've never seen him live, but I read online last night that in every city he performs Cry Me a River, he does that little shtick at the start, I'd like to apologize to bleeping no one. So it kind of makes it less brutal toward Britney, if that's true.
But it's more fun to kind of think that there's a feud going on.
Sure.
And the timing is odd. So Britney assumes that it actually was meant for her. And she's responded by saying, someone told me that someone was talking crap about me on the streets. Do you want to bring it to the court, or will you go home crying to your mom like you did last time?
Pew, pew, pew.
I'm not sorry.
Slam. Mm. Got him.
Fans of Suits, I have good news for you. It is getting a spinoff called Suits LA. It'll focus on a new group of characters, and it should be ready for the 2024-25 season. Suits has been off the air for a while, and it streamed more than 57 billion minutes of the original series last year. It's on Netflix now. And I'm the same. I didn't watch it when it was on TV.
I didn't either.
But I watched the entire series on Netflix. I don't know why. It's just had this new popularity, but it's a great show. Grammys are Sunday. You can watch it on CBS, Paramount Plus. SZA has the most nominations with 9. She will perform along with Olivia Rodrigo, Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, and more. Dua Lipa's having a great weekend because not only is she performing at the Grammys and nominated, but she's also in the new movie Argylle, which hits theaters today. Taylor Swift at the Grammys, she could make history because she is looking to break a tie with Frank Sinatra and Stevie Wonder for Album of the Year, 3-time Album of the Year winner. So if she gets 4, she'll pass them. And she's also the most nominated artist to never win Song of the Year, but she's nominated again for Antihero. So if she wins it, then she would break
she
that
has
record.
To.
Her
she
album's
has to win it.
So good.
Yep. All of them are so good.
Yeah.
Yep. If Jelly Roll, who is 39 years old, wins Best New Artist, he'll be the oldest solo artist to win in that major category. Sheryl Crow, who was 33 when she won, holds the title. Jelly Roll, by the way, is doing a Super Bowl commercial, and we have our first little sneak peek. It's for Uber Eats.
What happened to my face? Are these tattoos? They're everywhere. And they're horrible.
Horrible. It kind of sounds like the Smuckers guy.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. When you get out this weekend, or like even today, you'll see this city has lost its mind and we paint the town red. Everybody's wearing Chiefs gear. Everybody's super excited. Everybody got paid yesterday. So you'll see people going to all the local places buying Chiefs stuff.
Yeah, and we've been laughing at all of the silly mathematical equations, which I guess I should have studied. I didn't do math in school, but
you've always admitted that you didn't do math.
Well,
in school.
I don't need it for this job, but now that we're trying to figure out if she can, you know, mathematically get from Tokyo to Vegas, those are very important things that we need to be able to solve. And people have been laughing about all the 13s, you know, the things that add up to 13.
Oh yeah.
And then this has to be the dumbest one of all, but just for fun. So apparently, if you add the jersey numbers, weight, and age from Mahomes, Kelsey, Edwards-Hilaire, Hardman, Humphreys, Valdez, Scantling, and Butker, you get 1983.
Okay.
Then you add the 3 NFL championships the Chiefs have won, the 2 points by which the 49ers are favored, and 1 Taylor Swift. The result is 1989.
Oh my gosh. Just a little simple math and it get 1989.
I want to know who took the time to figure out which players' numbers, weight, and age add up to the perfect number.
My head is blown. I'm just like, whoa.
What if they have a little too much to eat the night before? Does it throw off everything?
It does. Oh, it messes up.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. So, Teresa, I hear the USA Today kind of made you angry.
Why? Oh, the weather. Because I've looked at so many things this morning. Punxsutawney Phil this morning, if you didn't hear, for Groundhog Day, he did not see his shadow, which would normally mean an early spring. And then immediately after that news came down, USA Today said, now here's what real meteorologists really think is going to happen this winter, which I'm assuming, I didn't even read it, I'm so mad, but I'm assuming that means it's actually more winter.
All I know is it's going to be great today. You know, 65. It's going to be warm this whole weekend. We're going to see some rain Saturday and Sunday, correct?
Okay, so for Olathe, it says just Sunday, but for Kansas City, it says Saturday and Sunday. We should probably go more toward what Kansas City is saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did I say all that? Like, why was that even necessary?
You could have just said yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Said yeah.
Well, and this says here, and then I look over there and I said, look what that says there.
In the year 1990, my mom felt some contractions and said, I think it's going to be a Christmas baby.
All right, get out and enjoy your weekend. We always do this before we leave.
We take a second look.
We have lots of people on the text line, Rocket, okay, chiming in. This one says, my son liked Thomas the Tank Engine. His favorite character was Percy. However, when you can't say your R's, Percy sounds like a bad word. Yes. He told his teacher, I like Percy, and it sounded very different.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, jeez. Kids curse, it's just funny, isn't it?
It's the best.
Just so you're aware, that was a lighthearted kid conversation. We had some pervs on the text line saying they also like Percy, if you know what I mean. Keep it together, okay, Kansas City? Keep it together.
On that note, we're getting out of here until Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.